Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
New opportunities are emerging for special needs kids in Marion County, and the community is coming together to help. Let's go in-depth with Amy Levitt from Knoxville. So, Amy, how did the first Courage League Sports Adaptive Sports Day go?
Oh, it was incredible. We had 15 athletes that came from various cities around us. We had all the way from ages 4 all the way up to a couple of seniors in high school that came from Carlisle. We had participants from Indianola, Pleasantville, and then Knoxville as well. But, you know, we were kind of thinking maybe 5 or 6 athletes that would show up that day, and we had 15 plus 4 or 5 that just couldn't make it, but we'll be at the next one. So, yeah, it was a great day. We had lots of volunteers that showed up to help. We even, you know, doubled up and tripled up on some of the volunteers with the participants. So, you know, more volunteers is awesome. The people that showed up to help, you know, were just so good and patient with the athletes. We were able to use the middle school gym. The school district has allowed us to use the gym as often as we can, as long as we don't, you know, interfere with other things and activities. It's a busy place. Courage League Sports came down from Urbandale to put on the event. So they had lots of activities, and we just went from one activity to the next. We had snacks and water donated from local businesses. Fairway and Walmart were able to help us out with that. We even had Santa show up.
Oh, nice.
It was the weekend before Christmas, and Santa showed up to give any last-minute wishes from the kids, that the kids were able to do that with Santa, so that was pretty neat. And, yeah, we had a great turnout. We did learn that it was kind of a long day. It was from 9:30 until 12, and some of the younger participants got a little bit tired, so mm-hmm. We're going to change that up a little bit next time and break them up into age groups.
And community's been real supportive of it.
It's been amazing. We've had emails and calls from people, you know, wanting to volunteer, wanting to donate. It will cost us to bring Courage League down from Des Moines. So right now we're kind of focusing on raising the money to help pay for that, for them to come down and do the events for us. Eventually, we're going to do this once a month, and eventually a couple of us will get trained so that we can do it on our own, and we'll still continue to work with Courage League out of Urbandale to provide these events. And then, as you know, as long as we can come up with the trainings to get us trained, and then to get some equipment, and it doesn't take a lot, you know, tennis balls and hula hoops and different things like that can go a long way for us. But that's kind of our plan right now, is we'll just continue to work with Courage League Sports and get this thing going and get it off the ground. And hopefully we can grow into some other things in the future.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Amy Levitt about opportunities for special needs kids in Marion County. Well, and when's the next event?
Saturday, February 6th, we'll be hosting our next event. We're going to break it up into 2 different sessions because we have such a wide range of ages that come. The first session will be from 9 to 10 for those participants at any level, cognitive level, physical level, anybody and everybody is welcome to come. But ages 2 to 9 will be from 9 to 10 a.m. on February 6th. And then our next session will be at 10:30 to 11:30 for ages 10 and up. Courage League Sports in Urbandale, they have their youngest participant is 18 months and their oldest one is in their 80s. So, you know, hopefully we can get, you know, it's free, it's accessible. It's just a place to play for everyone. So we're very excited about where this is going and how the community has gotten involved in this. We do have some other community organizations that have already been stepping up. The Kiwanis Miracle Playground has been built to provide accessibility and play for kids with disabilities and adults with disabilities as well. Just the other day, we had the Grand Theater had one of the children's movies that was in the upstairs part of the theater. And one of our parents approached them and said, could we bring that downstairs so that, you know, some of our kids in wheelchairs could come? And the next day, they opened it up at 1 o'clock, and my son was able to go, and they were able to watch the Chipmunks on the main floor. And so they have agreed to, the next time they have a children's movie, to have a special viewing, you know, that would work for all the kids. So we'll be letting the community know about that, and just really appreciate, you know, people stepping up and, you know, just giving that little extra time and energy to help out the kids and adults.
Well, did the ones that went to the movie, did they have a good time?
Oh, they did. They had a great time. They sat in the front row. They pretty much had the theater to themselves. It was just really short notice, and we didn't really have time to get the word out to everyone. But now we know that, you know, we can do that in the future. So, you know, the theater folks just stepped right up and said, yeah, no problem, we'll do that. And they did it the next day. So that was pretty neat. We also do have the Knoxville Rec Center works with us. During the day, one day a week, they provide the pool for our kids to go over and swim during the week. So that's kind of their PE time to be able to do that. So, you know, a lot of different groups and organizations are really stepping up. And we even had the St. Anthony's Knights of Columbus group came forward, and many of those guys showed up to help volunteer at our first event. They want to continue to help with the next ones. And we even had a volunteer that came forward and said, don't worry about the cost for the next one. He was going to take care of that. So, you know, it's just a community that's coming together to, you know, provide events and a place, you know, for these kids to play. We have a lot of dreams that we want to move towards in the future. We'd love to have our own place for these kids to play, so that we could provide open gym opportunities for the kids after school on the weekends, to provide a place that's accessible for wheelchairs to get in, walkers to get in and exercise and just play. So hopefully, you know, that's way down the road. Hopefully our 5-year plan would include a place for these kids to and adults to go and exercise and play. Courage League in Des Moines has an incredible place where they provide all kinds of sports and activities for any level of kids.
Is it like a gym with different, describe it for me?
It is. You walk into the lobby, and it's a beautiful office lobby area, and then there's a large garage door that's see-through that opens up so that, you know, that's way wide enough for any wheelchair or walker or people to get through, so it's extremely handicap accessible for everyone. So you walk into the first part of the gym area, and it's like a gym floor like a basketball court. They do have basketball hoops in there. And then the next half of it is turf, so that they can play soccer or, you know, play catch or baseball or, you know, whatever. There's tons of activities and events that are adaptive to those with special needs. And Courage League has just gone above and beyond to find out what those are and to provide those for other participants. So that's the model, you know, that we're shooting for. They want to expand and provide a lot of activities for all age groups all over the state. And so I just happened to give them a call and say, you know, we've got a need here in southern Iowa, and would you guys like to expand in this direction first? So it's very new to them to provide this extra arm of activities and another group in the state, but they're also working with other communities in the state to provide this as well. So we're really looking forward to working with them and seeing where this can go.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Amy Levitt about opportunities for special needs kids in Marion County. Well, and Knoxville has already shown its support in helping by building the Miracle Playground. This is the logical place to take the next step, right?
Exactly. You know, there's a lot of time and energy and effort that go into a lot of activities for kids without disabilities. And so now we're just trying to be creative and looking for other organizations that are already going down that path, like the Kiwanis Group. And so we, you know, we really appreciate the time and energy and efforts that they've put into building that playground. My son loves to go out there and play. He can get his wheelchair all around the playground, and the next phases that they're looking at building are just going to be amazing. So, you know, the support that the community gives to all groups and organizations, and it's just been amazing.
I would guess, since you're already drawing people from Carlisle and other communities, that as you continue to grow, you'll be serving points further south and east. Is that your vision too?
Yes, definitely. We have a really good email base right now that we are in contact with a lot of the special education teachers in all areas that school districts work with. So we've got emails and flyers going out to anybody within about a 60-mile range of Knoxville. We had a family that, one of the families that couldn't come for our first event from Story City. So that's quite a ways away.
Yeah.
You know, they have a child in a wheelchair, and they're, you know, people are willing to drive and go to these places, and that's what kind of all started this, is that there just really wasn't a lot of activities, group activities for kids to do with special needs around here. We drive to the Miracle League Baseball Park up by Principal Park. That's totally adaptable, and they have baseball games for kids with disabilities, kids and adults with disabilities. So we drive up there every, you know, Saturday, you know, to play baseball. The Courage League sports facility is way over in Urbandale, you know, and we could drive up there for that. But I think there's a huge need in southern Iowa, and we're hoping to be able to draw a lot of participants and athletes from all over southern Iowa, and you know, maybe we'll even reach into Missouri and surrounding states as well. So we hope that we can get the word out to let everybody know that, you know, this activity is happening and it's free and it's for everyone. You know, you can come and volunteer, you can come and watch and cheer them on, you can donate, you can do whatever you'd like to do, you know, to help us grow this and keep it going for all the kids and adults with special needs in our communities.
And do you have an email address you'd like to share so people can contact you?
We do. It's Knoxville Courage League Sports at gmail.com.
Well, that's easy.
Yep. You can just email us. We've got two or three other people that are checking it daily. So you can email us. You can call me directly. My cell phone number is 641-891-0423. If you have any questions or comments, I would love to hear suggestions. You know, if you want to volunteer or help us out, we would greatly appreciate that. We do have a great group of people that have come together to put this, to put these events on. We've got some parents of kids with disabilities. We have some folks in the community that just want to step up and help. So, you know, we have invited, you know, all the special education teachers to join us, the school districts, just a lot of different people that are stepping up that want to help, you know, and see this thing through. So it's pretty amazing.
Thanks to Amy Levitt for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.